Get going.
Is
All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today's April 29th, 2026. It is 9:34 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Isaac, your chair, you want to start for us?
Isaac Barlow.
David Nielsen.
Brad Buchanan.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 28th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did, and they look accurate.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Dave?
I'll motion to approve those.
Okay.
I
Thanks,
second
Dave.
that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Great. Board, I'm going to cover the quarterly payment listing and the financials together. So first is the payment listing for the first quarter of 2026. This is really just administrative costs that the developer paid on behalf of the district, so $5,986.89. Moving right into the financial statements, here's the balance sheet for the district as of the end of first quarter. So total assets just under $68.2 million. There's about $8.8 million remaining available in the capital projects fund as of the end of March. And then about $59.3 million represents the assets in the debt service fund. That includes the reserve fund and capitalized interest that was funded with bond proceeds. And then also includes that long-term receivable for the assessments to be collected over the life of the bonds of about $48.9 million. We had current accounts payable of $8,800 in the general fund as well. So for the general fund budget to actual, total expenditures here, $8,800, consisting of the accounting and legal costs for first quarter. Auditing and insurance will come kind of later in the year around summertime. And then again, the deficit fund balance here is just a timing difference of when those costs are incurred versus when they're submitted to the developer for payment. Next page is the debt service fund. Only activity through March here so far is interest income. The tax increment revenues, we looked back at the agreement here. These were due March 31st. Dave, I sent an email to you just a day or two ago to kind of see if we have a contact, if those funds have not yet been received, so we can get those tracked down.
You mean received from the county?
From the development authority. I don't know if those are funneling through the county. We can connect offline if we need to as well, Dave. But
okay.
I think, again, the agreement states that they were due to the district each year on March 31st. So assuming you all have not received a check in the mail yet, I think we just need to reach out to kind of coordinate what that looks like moving forward.
Okay. All right.
I guess another comment on those revenues, once those are received, those will be available for the district to use for the administrative costs. So once those are received, we'll kind of do that carve out of those administrative costs. And then as we have budgeted here, those excess revenues would be released pursuant to the bond documents. Then lastly, here's the capital projects fund. Activity for the first quarter is interest income of about $85,000, and then capital outlay about $445,000. Again, about $8.8 million remaining available in those project funds. Any questions, comments from the board?
None from me.
Okay.
None from me.
All right, then what I would need is a motion to accept the first quarter financials and the quarterly expenditure payment listing.
I'll motion to approve those.
Thanks, Brad.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Isaac. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, so two last things. Legislature did two things this session. So one are they have new conflict of interest disclosure forms. So they're the same forms that they have to fill out. And so Matt and I think they're just making everybody fill out the same ones they have to. So they're pretty in depth. They're more in depth than what you guys have had to fill out before. The other change is they require them to be filled out every year. Prior, if there was a change, then you guys would let us know, update them. But if there was no change, we could leave them. But this time, we're going to have to fill them out every year. And there's a window that we have to fill them out within. It's January 1st to January 31st. So we have those 31 days to get them done. Technically, if you don't get them done, there is a fine, $100, which goes into the district's general fund. And then it could be a Class B misdemeanor, but I've never seen anyone ever do those. But I think that's just incentive to get them done. So because it was during this session, obviously we couldn't do them by January. So just get them done as quick as you can. So they should have come from Tyler from our office. If you haven't seen those yet, then I'll get with him today and make sure he gets them sent out to you. He might be waiting until we do the board meetings and then send them to you right after. I need to talk with him about that as well. So
So,
just look for
Michael,
those.
you're asking us to do them for this year, and then we'll do
Yes.
them again in January.
Yep. That's the way the legislature decided to do it.
And
So.
we'll try to make it as easy as possible for you going forward. Around just prior to the end of the year, we'll send out a new form and a copy of your old one, and just to make it as easy as possible. Also, just for clarification, the fine and the misdemeanor that Michael mentioned, those would have to be pursued by the district. So, it's not like the state is going to come and fine you. So we have a little bit of control over how that works, but just be aware that if somebody is really delinquent and the other board members get frustrated with them, I guess that's an option. So,
We're going to make it like the swear jar. If you keep swearing, you have to put money in. So instead of the fine, it'll be some kind of internal whatever, where you got to pay at least some money. Something fun, at least, because
that
it's
sounds
not going
good.
to be fun filling them out, that's for sure. So, all right, next thing, legislature changed where the anchor location of a board meeting needs to be. So it needs to be within the district or the sponsoring entity. So for you guys, I think it's going to be easy as long as one of you is at your offices there inside the district, shouldn't be a problem. What we will need though is somebody to post it at least 24 hours before somewhere in that area from where the meeting's going to be, the anchor location's going to be listed as. So you guys don't need to worry. Christy's still going to be back at our office. She'll still handle the recording, the minutes, all of those things. We just need somebody there that can log into the meeting and can just join. That way, if some member of the public were to show up, they could participate in the meeting.
And you'll provide us with that notice that needs to be posted.
Yep, we'll. So actually what Christy has done is she's done those notices for the whole year with the annual meeting schedule that she puts out. So she'll just need to amend the address, and that's really going to be it.
And maybe the best thing to do is if you guys want to designate one person, if it's one of you, great, or if it's somebody else in your office that can be Christy's contact so that she knows who she can send that to and they can just, tape it up on the door or wherever you're going to put it.
Yeah, she can send it to me. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's everything I have. Matt, what do you have?
I don't have anything else. Good to check in with you guys, though.
Yep. You guys have anything for us? Anything we can do?
I don't have anything.
No, thank you.
Okay. One thing I was going to say is good job on spending down the money. That means you guys are doing a lot of work. So
Yeah, we are. We're doing a
good.
lot.
Well, I'm coming down tomorrow night, so I might have to drive by. I've been meaning to come by and look at the stairs. I
Yeah, you
still
should.
haven't done that.
Yeah, you for sure should.
Yeah. So, all right. If there's nothing else, need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thanks,
I
Isaac.
second it.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, good to see you guys. Good to talk to you.